You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 473. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Last Tuesday at 7:30 a.m., I got onto my computer, went to my emails, and I got the email that no business owner wants to receive. My beautiful online business manager of over 5 years was giving her resignation. Now, let me give you some context. Melissa isn't just a team member. She's been the glue of my companies, an absolute weapon when it comes to team management, event management, operations, and honestly, managing the fuck out of me. Keeping me on track, keeping things moving, holding so many pieces together behind the scenes. And I have nothing but the highest level of respect for her. So you can only imagine when I read that email that yes, there was of course sadness. In fact, I shed a tear. But when someone has been that integral to your business for that long, it's not just operational, it's personal. But here's what happened next. I read that email at 7:30. By 9 a.m., I'd already been on Facebook looking for different online business managers, Google searching, et cetera, and already reached out to 3 potential replacements. By 10 a.m., I had an interview locked in for later that afternoon. Now, you might be thinking, wow, that's fast. And you're absolutely right. But that's intentional because my word for 2026 is speed. I've said this multiple times on this podcast. Speed is everything because speed creates adaptability and adaptability creates momentum. I had a choice in that moment. I could sit in the emotion, stay stuck, delayed, avoid, or I could move. And yes, both things can exist. I was sad, but I also moved. Because as I've said on this podcast over and over and over again, whatever you are not changing, you are choosing. So choose wisely. So that same day, I interviewed someone. She was exceptional, so much that I asked Melissa to also interview her. And again, she confirmed it. She was strong, capable, aligned. A quick pause because I have something big to share with you. Want the chance to not only attend Australia's annual 3-day Women in Business Conference, but also speak on my stage? Early bird tickets are officially on sale right now and spots are already selling fast. And here's the exciting part. The first 50 women who grab their ticket go into the draw to win a 15-minute speaking spot at the conference. Yes, a real stage, real audience, real exposure. So if you've been dreaming about attending Australia's leading event for women in business and stepping into the spotlight, now is your moment. Head to angelahenderson.com.au and grab your early bird ticket today before they're gone, but also for your chance to win a spot to speak on stage, but only for the first 50 people who buy their tickets. Now let's get back into this amazing episode. Now, this next part is important because this wasn't just a simple hire. This was a stretch. The investment for this new role was around 30% higher than what I've been paying. And even as someone who understands business, who understands ROI, who understands growth, my nervous system still felt it. Because at the end of the day, I don't know this person yet. I don't have years of trust that has been built. And as the CEO, it's my responsibility to ensure that there is still a return on the investment that I'm about to engage in. So I went back and asked this particular candidate additional questions. We went through an additional assessment piece, looking at our human design and stuff. And of course, there was consideration. But there was something else, a knowing. Because within those 4 days, so much clarity came. Melissa and I sat down and reviewed everything, what she had been doing, what we could let go of, what could be restructured. We looked at the role through a completely new lens. And what became very clear was this. This wasn't just a replacement. This was an evolution, not only for Angela Henderson Consulting, but also for the Healing Center of Australia. In fact, I didn't hire a new online business manager, but after reviewing everything with Melissa, it was clear that I actually needed to be hiring a COO, Chief Operating Officer. And another thing that I always say, even though my nerves were a little bit rattled and, you know, there was all this fear still going through me, even as someone as a seasoned entrepreneur as myself, I also believe this, the transformation happens in the transaction. Right? And I could already feel the up-leveling happening. And by Friday at 5 p.m., the offer was made. 4 days, from resignation to rehiring to restructuring. And here's the bigger lesson. When things like this happen in business, they're not always setbacks. They're often opportunities. Opportunities to reassess, restructure, refine, and realign. But only if you choose to see them that way. I could have stayed in the sadness. I could have delayed. I could have avoided making a decision, but that would have cost me momentum, and momentum in business is everything. And the truth is, Melissa was in my business for a time and a season. She did exactly what she was meant to do. And now she's moving into her next chapter. She just turned 50. She wants to travel more and explore. She wants to reconnect with herself. And I want that for her. So for me, moving quickly wasn't just about the business. It was also about honoring her and honoring what her needs are for where she's at. But it was also about honoring me and honoring what the businesses need next, because both matter. And as I sit here now, yes, there's still a level of sadness with Melissa leaving, but there's also a new level of excitement. Because I can see what's coming. I can feel the next level. I can see the next hires, the next structure, the next phase of growth. So if you take anything from today's episode, let it be this. When something unexpected happens in your business, you always have a choice. You can pause or you can move. Sometimes you might do both, but remember there's always a cost with everything, right? So you can stay in what was, or you can step into what's next, and neither is wrong, but one will always create momentum. And for me, that's always the choice that I'll make. I hope this episode has given you some insight in how my brain works and what it looks like behind the scenes, because as I often say on the podcast, it's really important for me to share the behind the scenes, the good, the bad, and the ugly, because as business owners, often we think it has to be one way when in fact there's multiple ways that businesses work. So again, I hope this particular episode has given you some insight. And as always, if there's anything that I can do to support you, please make sure you head to my website, angelahenderson.com.au, or reach out to me on Instagram. My handle over there is Angela Henderson Consulting. And let's explore how I can help you to scale your business, whether or not that's through a VIP day, a strategy session, joining my mastermind, or coming to my Bali or conference. I would love to be able to support you. Once again, you can head to angelahenderson.com.au. But for now, I hope you have an amazing day, no matter where you are in the world. And I look forward to you joining me again next week for another awesome episode of the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.